Now, boys and girls, we're going to think a bit more about how Moses and the children of Israel made their way through the wilderness and eventually were to come to the land of Canaan that God had promised to give to them. Last time we saw how Moses, of course, as he thought about taking that journey with the children of Israel, he was very nervous about it, and so he went up into the mountain of Sinai again, you remember, and he asked God that God himself would go with them and would protect them and keep them in all their journeys. And then when God said that he would do that, then you remember he asked him for that other great thing. Lord, he said, show me your glory. And God then in the mountain of Sinai showed something of his glory to that man Moses. Well, then they begin to make their journey, and in fact they've been for a whole year at the mountain of Sinai, and in that year, of course, God has given them his laws and told them all of those things, and they've built the tabernacle. They've built that great big tent which was going to be a house for God, like a church as we would call it today. But because they weren't going to be settled in the wilderness, of course, it wasn't to be made of stones or brick or any of those things, but it was to be a tent. Although they've been a year in the wilderness, in fact, they were going to come right into the land of Canaan. But sad to say, boys and girls, as it turned out, they didn't go into the land of Canaan at that point. And in fact, they're going to have to go right back into the wilderness again. And they're going to wander in that wilderness for 40 whole years of their life, because of what they did. Now, what happened was this. They came right to the borders of the promised land, right to the edge of the land of Canaan. They could look over and they could see the land of Canaan stretched out before them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, and Moses then chose out 12 men. And these 12 men were to go into the land of Canaan, and they were to act as spies in the land of Canaan. You see, the children of Israel were going to have to conquer the land of Canaan. God had promised to give it to them. The people who lived in that land had sinned terribly against God, but the children of Israel were going to have to go into these people and fight against them as their enemies and conquer the land, although God had promised it to them. Well, these 12 men then were to go into the land of Canaan. They were to spy out what kind of a country it was. They were to see whether or not the people of that country lived in just small towns or whether they lived in great big cities. Cities that were fortified, cities that had walls and big strong gates. All of those kind of things they were to see. They were to see what kind of food was grown in the country, because all of those people of Israel were going to go in and they were going to have to be fed in that land. So the 12 spies went out and they went into the land of Canaan, and of course nobody would have thought anything about them as they wandered around and looked at the cities and the size of the walls and all of these various things. They would have spoken to one another. Maybe one would have said, look at how the fields are just ripe for harvest. Another one would have said, look at the grapes in those vines. Look at the size of those grapes. There was something else. They said, have a look at those walls of those cities, and above all things, have a look at the size of the men of war in this country. And the men of war in the land of Canaan at that time, they were great big men, very, very big, strong soldiers. And so they were to come back. They were there over a month. And then they were to come back to the children of Israel, and they were to make their report of what they had seen. One of them said, look, let's take back one of these bunch of grapes so that the children of Israel can see what kind of a land it is. You know, it must have been a massive bunch of grapes, because we're told that two of them carried it on a pole between them, one on one end of the pole, one on the other, and this great massive bunch of grapes hanging on the pole. And they went back to the land and they said, look, it's a good land. Look at the kind of grapes that are grown in the land. The fields are just ready for the harvest. We saw many, many things. But they said, the men of that place, they're like giants. In fact, they said, we were grasshoppers before them. My, when the children of Israel heard that, what do you think they did? They turned on poor old Moses again. And they said, Moses, why did you ever bring us out of the land of Egypt to take us into this land? We're not going into that land. We're not going to go in and fight against those people that are like giants. We want to go back to the land of Egypt again. There were only two men out of those 12 spies who spoke up. And one of them was called Joshua, who was the son of a man called Nun. And the other one was called Caleb, who was the son of a man called Jephunneh. And Joshua and Caleb, they spoke up and they said, look, it's a great land. And although the people are great and strong, the men of war are like giants, nevertheless, we can take the land because God promised to give us the land. Come, they say, because God has promised it to us, we can surely conquer that land. That only made the people all the more mad. And they took up stones and they were going to rush against Joshua and Caleb. Then the Bible tells us, just then, suddenly, there appeared over the tabernacle the glory of God. A great light shone on the tabernacle. It was called the Shekinah glory, the glory of God. And the glory of God shone in the tabernacle and the people were frightened. And they dropped their stones and they wouldn't touch Joshua or Caleb. And so God then spoke to Moses and he said, now Moses, because those people have drawn back, because they will not take me up my word and go into that land of Canaan, then that generation shall never go into the land of Canaan. And he said, I will turn them back. And they will wander in the desert for 40 years until that older generation has died and only those who are children and will be grown up, only they shall enter into the land. And out of the old generation, boys and girls, there were only two that went into that land. Who do you think they were? They were Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. I'm sure you know these lines, I've told them to you before. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh were the only two who ever got through to the land of milk and honey. And how did they get through? How did they get into the land? Because they believed God. You see, the great lesson again of the Bible is that we must believe God. We must believe everything that he says, all his promises, and all his threats as well. But we must believe God, and the way that we show that we believe God is by doing what he tells us to do. So the children of Israel now, back in the wilderness again for many, many, many years, until eventually God will bring a new generation into the land of Canaan.